So, Piero, tell me, because we are at the Oyster Bar at Grand Central Station, and you told me that you came here for the first time in 1969?
No, I came here first in the fall of 67. It was not on my first trip up. Remember, in those days, the train for Rhinecliff, when I was going to Bad, left from here, not as it does now, from that horrible Pennsylvania station. And I remember taking the train here, and so the first couple times I would obviously be just nervously looking for my track and doing this. But then I would come down to the city from time to time to stay with friends, and one day, and I can't remember which one, I actually discovered this restaurant. I didn't know if somebody had told me there that, but the years before, when I was living in Paris, obviously going to Montparnasse and eating oysters and going to the all-night restaurants to eat oysters was the greatest pleasure in my life. So when I found this place, I walked in, it was tremendous because it was totally un-French, un-Paris. It was, immediately I thought of it as, wow, this is New York. This is really New York. You know, you had this long bar on which you sat and in which you got everything that, you know, you eat in any great restaurant. You're sitting down and you had this horseshoe bars.
So are you saying the disposition of the restaurant today is the same as the one when you came in 1967?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And I'm sure it was the same 150 years earlier, or however long the restaurant was. I mean, it certainly has that feeling to it. If you look at the tiles, they feel nearly like the scales of a dinosaur. They feel really wonderfully old. I mean, this could have been here. You know, in my fantasy, this thing is prehistoric. It's under the ground. It's prehistoric. It has been here before Columbus got lost.
Well, do you remember about the stews and pan roasts?
Not much. I don't think I ever had stews and pan roasts. I was a student then, so I would eat the cheapest. That means I would eat the basic soup, or, because that's what I love most, I would buy, if I was flush enough, 6 oysters.
Do you remember which ones?
No, I don't. I know that I would try, probably, the local ones, that I would not eat the boulon. They also have boulons, right?
Well, today we had a Blue Point, which were the small Long Island oysters, and we had the Martha's Vineyard, which were also very good, but they were bigger. I had my favorite. Which one did you prefer?
Well, my European side prefers the Blue Point because we like swelled oysters. My American side very much likes the bigger oysters. They're a bit faggot. So I will eat them all. I love them all.
I definitely prefer the Blue Point, but I like the Martha's Vineyard too. Then we had a stew dish, because they do this thing in front of the customer, which is a steamed pan. And I'm going to take a picture so I can illustrate that. But I had a stew Sherry Stone clam stew, and Pierre had a pan roast scallop, sea scallop. Don't get fooled by the word stew and pan roast, because the stew and the pan roast were both stewed. But there is one difference. The stew that's being mined, the Cherry Stone one, was like a straightforward cream with probably some broth and some spices. And Pierre's sea scallop had something that I don't like very much, is ketchup. But it seems like he was happy with it.
Your grandfather imported it into France around 1917 or something. So you can't, you know, the English had it before. I don't like it tremendously. I thought the opening, the first half of it, as I ate it, was brilliant, was gorgeous. And then somewhere the ketchup dispersed across the whole of the soup in a way, and it became slightly oversweet. But the scallops were marvelous. It was absolutely wonderful. I liked yours too, but I first did mine, which has more taste, that sweetness, that, you know, and so yours were a bit bland after that. You would need to start with yours.
I disagree. Mine wasn't bland. It was much more delicate, and all the flavors came through. And I really, really, really like the clam taste and the grits of the clams that was coming through. So, well, anyhow, we're at the Oyster Bar at Grand Central Station, and voila!